USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russian forces launched new strikes on Ukrainian cities Saturday as Kremlin-orchestrated votes took place in occupied regions, creating a pretext for their annexation by Moscow. Hundreds of people were arrested in Russia for trying to protest a mobilization order that commits more troops to the fight in Ukraine. The latest Russian shelling killed at least 3 people and wounded 19. The U.S., along with the international community, slamming the door-to-door coaxing of votes as a sham.
The White House is hammering Russia's referendums on annexing some parts of Ukraine.
We stand with our partners around the world in rejecting whatever fabricated outcomes Russia announces.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre labeling it as an illegitimate sham. She said the Russian moves are a flagrant violation of international law, sovereignty, and the territorial integrity of Ukraine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A state of emergency has been declared for 24 counties in Florida as Tropical Storm Ian is getting stronger over the Caribbean. Governor Ron DeSantis issued the declaration Friday, encouraging residents to prepare for the storm. He also requested a federal pre-landfall emergency declaration. The National Hurricane Center said Ian is expected to approach Florida with major hurricane force next week. Fiona, now a post-tropical cyclone, is washing houses into the sea, tearing the roofs off of others, and knocked out power to the vast majority of Atlantic Canada. The Canadian Hurricane Center tweeted early Saturday that Fiona has the lowest pressure ever recorded for a storm making landfall in the country. Back to Ian for a moment. It's causing NASA to skip next week's launch of its new moon rocket. The next opportunity to try again will be October the 2nd. You are listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As migrants continue to be sent from Texas to the Big Apple by Governor Greg Abbott, Gotham is running out of room and is trying to find a quick solution.
New York City's mayor says he plans to erect hangar-sized tents as temporary shelter for thousands of international migrants. The tents are among an array of options from using cruise ships to summer camps. The city is considering as it struggles to find housing for an estimated 13,000 migrants who have wound up in New York after being bused north from border towns in Texas and Arizona. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
An Arizona judge has lifted a near-total ban on abortion in the state. The law has been on the books since before Arizona was a state. The only exception is if the mother's life is in jeopardy. An injunction on the law has been in place since June when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Friday that masks are no longer required if you're in a hospital or nursing home unless those facilities are in a community seeing high levels of COVID transmission. It's one of the final sets of revisions in a sweeping effort to overhaul recommendations for the virus. That effort was launched in August. Albert Pujols of the St. Louis Cardinals became the fourth player to hit 700 home runs. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I find that... Oh, so I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.